This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
It's getting weird in here this morning.
I like it.
You like it?
I do.
All right.
I like when the show's a little bit weird. I always feel like...
Keep you down.
Thank you. Thanks. Keep you down.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's like, I think we each only got to like one story during it. I like when we just go off on tangents, and my stomach kind of hurts from laughing. Like, we've been laughing so much this morning. Yeah.
The other, yesterday, the missus texted me and said, if you could pick two bands to play a party, who would you pick?
Oh.
And I go, oh, man.
To play
this
a party.
Take all
it's like
day.
You're throwing a party.
I can't just answer that.
Dead or alive?
And then the next thing I said is, well, any band, dead or alive? Because Prince is the first thing that comes to mind.
That'd be a great
Tom
party
Petty.
Band. Oh, Tom Petty would be great at
okay,
a party.
I didn't even think of him.
Yep.
Like KC and the Sunshine Band.
I mean, yeah,
and then she
great.
Goes, well, Michael Jackson. I'm like, oh.
Oh.
All right. He's pretty good.
That's a big party. Although, I mean, because when I think of people playing at a party, I think of kind of a stripped down version of what they, you know, you're at a party. Yeah. Like, I'm picturing a living room. I guess maybe this is a party where we've rented a hall.
And then I'm getting like, screw the party. If I can get anybody, I'm getting Jimi Hendrix to play. I want to watch him play. I never got to see that.
A good party,
I mean,
then.
It might be a good party, but no one's dancing, right? Mm. You don't dance to that.
Right.
No, you just rock out.
Yeah, you just rock out. Anyway, sorry.
It's... fine. I mean, this is the way the show's
she's
going
pretty
today.
Good, she's so great, right? That's all I was trying to say.
Did you guys decide on your final lineup for your party?
So, like I said, it got out of hand and I needed to go surfing, so I just threw two bands at her.
Oh,
left.
God. Did she pick, what did she say?
She said
Stevie
Prince.
B?
No. She said Prince and Michael Jackson. Those were her two.
Mm-hmm.
You guys do that? She'll ask you some question and you have to spend all day thinking
about
it?
Well, I didn't. That's the point, though. Mm-hmm. That was a deep philosophical question that was truly gonna, like, for example, dead or alive.
Right.
I mean, then I'm like, well, do I want Led Zeppelin to play my party? They're not dead.
But are they really a party band? They're more of like sort of a groove, stoned, like, drug band.
Yeah.
And your brand new number one song in the country at this moment, shot to the top of the charts. Childish Gambino, This is America. Yesterday, we watched the video at the house because I was telling my kids, were like, oh, have you seen the Childish Gambino? They love Donald Glover. And John hadn't seen it, so we watched the video, and then I'm like, all right, you guys, listen. This totally undermines the value of this song, but you have to watch the Carly Rae Jepsen version of this. Somebody took Carly Rae's Call Me Maybe and set it to, they're basically just playing that song over This Is America. And the way it syncs up is, it's funny. It's because he makes all these funny faces even, and even
well,
just the way
he's dancing. Look at him wiggle right there. It's on.
It's crazy.
He's moving right now through that warehouse and his dances are on beat. And here's the gunshot. Boom.
It's wrong. It's right. Did we put that up at RadioAlice.com?
We did.
And now look at him go.
No, it's on Facebook. Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
It weirdly fits so perfectly that it actually undermines sort of the spirit of
this.
Well, we played it and we laughed. I mean, you can't help but laugh at it. But it does take it from, you know, it's pretty serious video. Like, it's really...
But this zombie dance he's doing is right on point with the song. Look at him.
Even when the boys are trying to chase me and he's doing the pump with the hips. I mean, it weirdly
look at that part.
Fits perfect. Even as he's sort of mouthing the words to This Is America, he seems to be singing this song.
It's so zombie, isn't it?
It really... You know, it's funny that you say that because in a weird way, it reminds me of the Thriller dance.
Oh, all right.
although it's clearly not that. He's a very strange dancer, and yet it really works for him.
What's that dance move called? Is it the shimmy when they move their shoulders?
Is that right? Yeah.
That's my favorite move in this video.
So he is one of the stars of the new Solo movie as well.
Well, he's Lando Calrissian.
Is today the review?
No.
Come on!
But tomorrow I'm allowed to start talking about Solo.
Yeah, tomorrow is the review of Deadpool 2.
Correct.
Next week is when Solo comes out.
Yes.
Can't you do Solo today?
We cannot.
Come on.
I cannot.
You've seen it, though.
I have, yeah.
And you...
Very good. Very good.
Surprisingly good, you guys were saying that it was, you know...
Yeah. My expectations were low. I didn't like Rogue One.
The hope for that is... Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I liked Rogue One. Mm-hmm. The hope for the Solo movie is that it's great because he's what a beloved character. And to see an origin story about him played by some other actor,
yeah,
that's a tough one.
It is. Harrison Ford really raised the bar. He's everyone's favorite character in all the Star Wars movies. Yeah.
And this guy fulfills that?
Yeah, Ansel, I think is his name.
Well.
Yeah.
I guess we'll hear that review next Thursday. Mm. Who'd you see it with, Rudy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rudy.
Where's the fast forward button around here?
I know. Just don't worry. It'll be next week before you know it. Any time is flying.
That's true.
This is America, the Childish Gambino song. It's shot to number one. It has sparked serious conversation about race relations, but Donald Glover would like you to know he doesn't feel that he's some kind of savior. He said, it's like when Obama became president, people said racism was over. I don't see the correlation, but that's what he said. He says, I have a lyric I haven't put out yet. White kids like me. I rap about comics and stuff. White kids hate me. I don't scare their parents enough. Which I thought, that is kind of interesting. He says, I don't use my black card so people don't get hood tourism by listening to my music, but I do try to be honest with my situation and who I am. So I thought, since he's number one, I'll read a couple quotes from him.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I like
it. Oh, no, interesting.
I'd rather hear anything than the Gucci bag.
Oh, God.
Fendi bag. What the hell, man? Why are you giving free advertising to companies that don't need it? You work that hard to get to where you're at to do give away free advertising.
Find things on Etsy to back up.
About rich people?
I do my shopping on Etsy.
Gotta be kidding me.
I want to support the makers in the world.
Chuck D's got to
forget your
Gucci
bag. Forget your Fendi bag. I like hashtag. I make it my spare time on Etsy.
Prada bag.
No bag.
Chanel bag.
Bowling bag. ABC has rolled out their upfronts. This is their schedule for the upcoming season. This week is the, I don't know why, but this is the week. Everyone's rolling out their schedule. So I have a couple things here. Let's see. They are adding a gold. They have the Goldbergs, and that's coming back. And they're adding a spinoff called Schooled, which is set in the 90s. The Goldbergs is set in the 80s. The spinoff is set in the 90s. It stars Tim Meadows, Brian Callen, and A.J. Michalka, who are all playing the same roles that they do on the Goldbergs.
Mm.
So yeah. They're just setting it 10 years in the future and doing that. There's a new sitcom set in the 70s called The Kids Are All Right. It's about a large Irish Catholic family with 10 people under one roof. It was created by the guy behind Last Man Standing, and it's going to air after Roseanne.
Fun.
There's a sitcom called Single Parents starring Taron Killam. I love him from Saturday Night Live. He's a man who goes to a support group for single parents. It also stars Leighton Meester and Brad Garrett.
Is that the guy that's getting Scarlett Johansson?
No, that's the guy. That's the guy who does the Weekend Update. Taron Killam is married to somebody, though. I want to say he just had a kid recently. If you like the show Castle, you'll probably like this show called The Rookie. It was created by the same people, and it also stars Nathan Fillion.
Oh, he's married to Colby Smulders, the chick Robin from what's her name? Is that Robin from?
Yeah, that's Robin.
From what?
From
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know her.
Too many words, hovering.
Yeah. Okay. So this Rookie stars Nathan Fillion. This time he's playing a small town guy who moves to L.A. and becomes the LAPD's oldest rookie cop. Mm-hmm. Everyone's doing a This Is Us style show.
I've never seen that show.
I know. Me neither.
People say it's amazing.
This one is called A Million Little Things. It's about a group of eight friends in Boston who receive a wake-up call when a member of their group dies unexpectedly. After the new year, ABC's debuting something called Whiskey Cavalier. It's an action drama comedy about an FBI-CIA interagency task force led by Scott Foley from Scandal and, I believe, from Felicity. And Lauren Cohen from The Walking Dead. She plays Maggie on The Walking Dead. There's also a primetime soap called Grand Hotel that's based on a Spanish show, a legal drama called The Fix about a Los Angeles district attorney who loses a high-profile murder trial featuring a celebrity suspect, and it was co-created by Marcia Clark, who knows something about losing a trial with a celebrity suspect.
She's really all over the TV right now.
Roseanne has been, as you know, renewed for a second season. They renewed it about a month ago. At yesterday's press events, the network's president said they expect the show to move away from politics and toward family. I guess they're gonna. She's gonna be addicted to prescription painkillers.
Yeah, that's been pretty prominent in the storyline right now.
And it looks like things are going to get worse before they get better.
They keep talking about they don't have enough money to pay for their medication that they now need. He needs heart pills. She needs, like, she has knee problems. Remember that chair thing,
yes.
Vinny?
Yeah.
So she, that's interesting.
You know what's interesting about that is, like, the healthcare thing, for them to be addressing that, but her to also be a giant Trump supporter is, it's strange. So anyway, supposedly they're moving away from politics.
Well, good. I look forward to that.
Right. I'm sure you'll look. Have you seen every episode so far?
Not everyone. I've only caught up on maybe the first four episodes.
The other shows ABC is bringing back. Oh, God, there's a huge long list. You know what? I'll tell you the ones they've canceled, and if you don't hear your favorite show, you're all set. Alex, Inc. is canceled. The Crossing, Deception, Designated Survivor, Downward Dog, Kevin Probably Saves the World, Marvel's Inhumans, The Mare, The Middle, Once Upon a Time, Quantico, Scandal, Somewhere Between, Still Star-Crossed, and 10 Days in the Valley.
That's canceled?
All
list?
Canceled.
Oh, Scandal was canceled.
Okay. They had announced that a while ago.
Oh, okay.
I guess
like
it just
phased out, really.
Yeah,
right?
They did six or seven seasons, didn't they? That was on for a long time.
So The Middle is canceled?
The Middle is
canceled. I love that show, but it needs to go. The kids are older now, and
Crunch.
It's just like, oh,
yikes.
God.
They
not
are
cute anymore.
Still undecided on Battle of the Network Stars, which I didn't even know that was. I knew that was coming because I think we did this in last year's Upfronts,
and
I never saw one episode. Boy Band, Steve Harvey's Thunderdome, and The Toy Box. A couple other new shows that are going to pop up at some point are Dancing with the Stars Juniors and an Alec Baldwin talk show.
Oh,
that should be good.
Is that right? Huh.
ABC canceled Designated Survivor. That's the Kiefer Sutherland show. It looks like Netflix is just going to pick it up. Mm. So if you love that show, nothing is official yet, but that's the rumor. And now that New Girl is over, Max Greenfield is going to move over to CBS, where he's going to star in a new sitcom called The Neighborhood. So there's a few TV things, and I think we still have CBS to do.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of CBS, The Amazing Race is going to be all Big Brother. I do have two more contestants who are going to be on it. It looks like we've already heard that Caleb Reynolds, that's the Beast Mode guy, and Rachel Riley are going to be on it. James, he's the Asian guy from like Kentucky or Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
He's great on Big Brother. He's going to be on, and Corey Brooks, who was on season 18, he's the one that Nicole was in love with. I can't even talk when I'm around him.
He's just
so handsome. Here's a picture of him. So as I find out who's going to be on Amazing Race, I'll update that list. I know only Vinny and I care about this, but there's a few people out there.
We can't be alone, can we?
I agree. We can't be, Vin. I'm sure there are people who are like, I hate everything about that show except when they talk about Survivor. Just because everyone else on the show, we just feel very isolated. We feel like we're on our own little island here with you guys all rolling your eyes.
I try.
I appreciate that you do make an effort. But I tell you, Bryn and Hooman just look the other way and roll their eyes up.
Yuzi's
like, I know. Yuzi tries. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I got a peeper story.
Oh.
If you're only going to eat one vegetable, I'll tell you which one it should be and more after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Happy hump day. Ooh, it's already sunny. That's nice. Yesterday, we had to wait a long time for the fog to clear. It's 7:36 on Wednesday morning, and this part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. Right now, caller number 9 gets a pair of tickets to Maroon 5, Friday, June 1st at Oracle Arena. Limited tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. You want to check out Maroon 5?
Oh, they could play my party.
Oh, they'd be a great party band. Can't touch them, though.
Oh, well, I know that.
Yeah. You have to get them, you know, get them their own trailer for your
party. Actually, you can touch the other guys in the band.
You just can't touch Adam. You don't want to be groped, you know?
Well, he's probably had some issues.
But probably.
This is a story that my missus went and saw Maroon 5, and when they did she got to go backstage and meet the band, and they did this photo shoot, but they said, do not touch Adam.
Right.
Don't touch him.
Just go and stand, fit yourself in there.
In the photo, her and her friend are standing next to him with their arms at their sides.
All awkward looking.
And the next photo is of them getting to meet Train, and everybody's hugging and arms around each other. And it's just a clear difference.
Yeah. A little bit different.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the new Krispy Kreme location at Fisherman's Wharf. Glazed, old-fashioned, sprinkles, you name it. Mm-hmm. That's Krispy Kreme at Fisherman's Wharf. Mm. Here's what's happening. Boy, you really get a look of love in your eye when I talk donuts.
Give me some donuts.
Yeah, you seem to really be in love.
Mm. Well, what's not to like, Ben? I'll take their plain glazed donuts. When a box of those shows up, you open it up, it's just like kind of smooth, crystalline.
It's like a dream.
Sugar. It's like, oh my God, give me
two. I'm going to be doing an appearance there. You should come. With Sarah.
When is this happening?
Not till next month, about mid next month.
What time are you doing? Is that on Saturday or
11. Something? No, it's on a Wednesday, 11
I'll go
to
with
1.
You. That's funny.
And then we could go to In-N-Out. And we'll get donuts.
Oh, my God.
And then we'll get burgers.
Oh, that sounds
right, Ben?
Jesus. Let's go.
You too?
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds more like an either-or moment, but okay.
Listen, you can have it all.
If you must. All right, real quick, I just wanted to remind you the Warriors play game 2 of the Western Conference Finals tonight at 6 o'clock.
Warriors!
That one's in Houston. And don't forget, this Sunday is Beta Breakers. It's a tradition. Yeah. Stock up on tortillas and get ready to
run. Where do you get those? At the tacky area?
Right.
This is sort of a serious story, so I'll make it quick. I have always wanted or thought I would want available to me the right to die.
Yeah.
You know, end of life here. Things aren't going well for me.
Draining my family's finances.
Right. I'd like to be able to tap out.
Yes. I'm with you. 100%.
Advocates say the terminally ill are going to suffer unnecessarily because a judge threw out the California law that allows adults to obtain a prescription for life-ending drugs.
Oh, well, why did he get to do that?
He's saying the judge is. He's not commenting on necessarily one way or the other whether people should or shouldn't do this. He's saying the way it got pushed through legislature was wrong, that they'd put a special session devoted to other topics, and I guess they slipped that through
like pork. Hey,
so
are they gonna? Is it gonna get revisited?
Of course it will. In fact, he says that this is something the state attorney general has 5 days to appeal, which I'm guessing will happen.
I thought that was a done deal. I was actually happy for that. Who is bitching about this? You don't have to do this, you know,
right? People are, though. I mean, it's one of those
things. They just want to tell you how to live your life and what you can and can't do.
Or how to end your life.
Right. Mm-hmm. You've got to let God end it for you.
Right. I just feel like...
Meanwhile, there you are attached to every machine known to man. Yeah. God doesn't seem to have a hand in that.
Is God going
to
pay for my hospital bill?
God, cut a check. Listen, if God was paying the bills, fine. And I could also be on awesome drugs. Then I'll stay alive. But I just want to die. I don't want to be a bummer, you know?
Right. No, I'm with you on that. And I would like to think that, you know,
I'd have some say in that.
Right. Like with dignity, too. Yes. Not having to get a gun and go into some field somewhere.
Yeah,
and possibly hurt someone else in the process of taking myself out. And then I got to leave.
Plus, there I am
says,
with my IV, walking out into the field.
Right.
I keep tripping,
carrying your oxygen tank.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to make it.
Anyway,
plug everything.
For the time being, that is going to be unavailable for the people of California. Oh, where was this? So when that passed, California health officials reported that 111 terminally ill people took drugs to end their lives in the first 6 months that the law had gone into effect, starting back in June 9th, 2016. So it's clear, if given the option, there are people who want that.
And that isn't an enormous number.
No.
You know, it's not like suddenly everyone committed mass suicide. It's
right.
just not going to be like that. People should have that choice. We should have choices. We should have our choices when it comes to our body in any capacity. You should be allowed to choose.
There are certain things where you can, it's clear someone is suffering.
And can't advocate for themselves.
Right. So anyway, let's move on now.
Okay.
Amazon is going to be giving Prime members extra discounts at Whole Foods.
Is that so?
That is so. As you know, they bought Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And so this is making the news today that you'll start to see benefits.
What will I need to present in order to do that? I use Apple Pay at Whole Foods usually.
Mm.
I wonder if I'll have to like plug in some Amazon number. Are you guys all Prime members?
I am.
Yeah. I'm not. How much is it a year? $199
It just the price just went up.
Yeah, I don't know how much it. I think it's like $100 human, but it's free shipping on everything. And it's,
what else?
I don't know. Discounts at Whole Foods.
What else?
Usually it's a 2-day shipping.
Yeah, free 2-day shipping.
They say the benefits are going to start today at Whole Foods stores in Florida, but will expand nationwide this summer. Prime members will get an additional 10% off sale items and exclusive deals on certain groceries.
So if you do per month, it's gone up from $10.99 to $12.99.
And what is it for the year?
For the year, it's still $99.
Nope. Yeah. This says the price will be $119 a year, up from $99.
Mm.
So they just bumped it.
Ooh.
Starting May 11th.
Is that 20?
May 11th? What's today? The 16th? Ugh. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
I don't mind it. I think it's worth it. I get so much stuff shipped from them.
Do you?
I do. I use Amazon too much. It's too easy.
Also opening soon, while we're on the Amazon thing, is one of those Amazon stores where you go in and you show your...
So weird. Where you just walk in, right? You scan the things you're buying and walk out with them.
They're cashierless stores, right?
That's so strange.
There'll be a new one in San Francisco and a new one in Chicago very soon.
Are they just going to be stocked with the same stuff all the time, or is it going to be like, oh, I don't understand.
Shoppers
what they're gonna...
enter the stores right. by scanning their smartphone app. Once inside, you take soda, salads, anything else off the shelves, and just walk out. The technology, including overhead cameras, keeps track of what you buy.
Oh, you don't even have to scan it. You just take what you want
right.
and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Wow.
So you scan your phone app when you walk in.
It knows you're in there.
And then you can go crazy.
Go crazy.
What Speaking if it charges of, you for something that
you'll have to keep track? You'll have to figure it out.
So I'm doing all the work.
Then you'll have to find a phone number for them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Try to get someone to answer your question after multiple, three, seven.
Right.
Yep.
Operator. Operator.
Light
Operator.
Person. Light person. Light person. Representative. People are going crazy over whether this new audio clip is saying Yanni or Laurel. I don't know anything about this, but I saw the story and now I'm getting texts from people who listen to our show saying, what do you guys hear? And
is this like the gold dress, blue dress?
They're saying it is. It's that some people are hearing Yanni and other or Yanni and other people are hearing Laurel. Some hear both. But apparently... there's a controversy surrounding this sound clip. Laurel.
Oh, that's that sounded like Yanni.
So it's just being pitch shifted. This is pitched down by 30%. This is the original.
Do you hear Yanni? Yeah, Laurel I hear there. Did you hear Yanni when he did the
I did,
voice?
But I heard Laurel
this
the first
really
three
a,
times.
Right.
It's not that fun.
Anybody else hearing anything other than that? Laurel
not
on the
me.
First few
mm-hmm.
and Yanni...
Yeah, there, Laurel.
Laurel.
I'm here, Yanni again.
That's still Laurel.
It is.
Not that fun.
It sounds just like Yanni to me.
Yeah.
No
yeah,
Laurel
maybe.
At all on that.
At all?
Do you hear Laurel? You're hearing Laurel.
I hear Yanni as well, but the.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
I don't get it either.
It's not that fun.
Well, thanks, Texters.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Texters.
Really appreciate that one.
Laurel. Yanni. Laurel. Yanni.
That's a great suggestion.
This next story is in order for everyone to be clear on the laws out there about peeping. A 44-year-old guy named Kevin Berrig was at Walmart in Oklahoma City last week, and a security guard spotted him taking upskirt photos of the customers there at Walmart.
Did he have, like, a selfie stick?
It doesn't say what he was using, what technology he was using to get pictures
Seems
up
like
the ladies'
that would be
skirts.
Helpful, you know. You could put that thing right up underneath someone's skirt.
When the cops came, Kevin was shocked and outraged they were stopping him. He said, "My attorney says it's perfectly legal for me to take upskirt photos in public." The cops explained that it's not legal at all, and they arrested him on a peeping Tom charge.
Yeah.
Not at all legal.
No.
You cannot, in public, take pictures
up a lady's
skirt.
Thank you for clarifying that. I wonder who his lawyer is. We should talk to him.
Guessing he doesn't
needs to
have
be.
One.
Right. My lawyer says it's legal.
Nice try, punk.
Oh. I can't believe he was outraged when they showed up. What are you talking about?
Don't make so much noise. You're busting my game over here.
He's a scary looking dude.
Oh really?
Yikes.
What does he look like? Describe him.
His eyes are huge. He first glance, I'm like, whoa, Mel Gibson.
Oh.
Looking, but mean, frowny. Oh. Lots of wrinkles on his forehead, beard.
Oh, that's still
mustache.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Just a big old cut right here.
Oh, he's
in
got
between
a
his
cut
eyes.
Between his eyes.
Yeah. Yikes. If you hate vegetables,
ahead and take the picture. Right.
If you're one of those people that's like, I've never met a vegetable I like.
I'm not that person.
And yet, you know better. You got to eat your vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Which is the one that I should eat, Benny? Is it spinach?
No, it's eggplant. Eggplant.
Oh, is it eggplant?
No.
Carrots.
Is it yams?
It's not.
Is it broccoli?
Exotic?
Nope.
Asparagus.
Is it broccoli?
Oh, it's broccoli. Oh, it is broccoli.
Broccoli. That's the one vegetable, if you're only going to eat one, that you should eat.
I love broccoli.
They say it promotes healthy gut bacteria, which helps your immune system.
Can I deep fry it? Does that still count?
Even say healthy gut bacteria has even been linked to a lower risk of mental health issues.
Oh, wow. Healthy gut bacteria.
Broccoli is a cruciferous vegetable.
Cruciferous?
Yeah, which means it's in the same family as kale, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts. And all those vegetables have been linked to lower rates of cancer, especially colon and lung.
Fabulous.
So
I love broccoli anyway. I'll do it.
If you're going to do one.
That's the one to do.
Do a broccoli.
I like cauliflower better.
Than broccoli?
Cauliflower is probably my favorite vegetable.
Of all of them?
Name some other ones. I think that's my favorite.
Lettuce. I mean, you like a salad, don't you?
I'd rather have cauliflower.
How about tomatoes?
Oh, I do love tomatoes.
And everything they bring you. Tomatoes, tomato sauce. You put some sauce in what? Chili.
Tomatoes, delicious.
Right? I mean, if you make a chili, you
more
use
of
some
a fruit.
Oh, they might be.
Well, so it falls. It's the one that falls in both categories.
Because it's not sweet.
What about onion?
No.
Why not?
I just don't like it. I like cabbage a lot. A lot.
How about ginger?
Cabbage a lot?
Oh, God, I love cabbage.
A lot, though.
Yeah.
How about potatoes?
So you'll have it like twice this week.
No.
How about zucchini?
I love zucchini. We had zucchini last night.
How about artichokes?
I love artichokes.
Yeah.
How about turnips?
Yep. I love turnips.
New study out of the Netherlands found that I got to cut this off. Everything. We're just going to name every damn thing.
I was down. Now I'm hungry for vegetables.
One more. How about peas?
Oh, I love peas. Come on. Peas? You don't like peas?
I like peas just plain with butter and salt, but.
Butter
I don't
does
want them.
Not have to be on every damn thing.
No. Butter on peas is so good. Everything. A little butter and salt. Ooh, corn on the cob. Come on.
A new study out of the Netherlands found that short man syndrome really does exist.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Everybody knows that.
The researchers found that guys under 5'7" act more aggressively in social experiments than men who were taller.
Oh.
So that's the cutoff, dudes. The researchers say it's biologically ingrained in short men to be more aggressive when they can grab whatever resources they can because they might have fewer chances to get them.
Oh.
Oy.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I can't believe we somehow did that story without pygmy jokes. Great job, guys.
Yeah, I literally bit my tongue on that one. Well, it's hard because I'm married to a 5'6" guy, so it's, you know,
crunch.
any dig I do on Vinny, I feel like, I'm digging on John.
I'm taller than 5'7", so I'm not at that mark.
No, you're not.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
317 says, doesn't Donald Glover look like Wendell from Survivor?
He does, yeah.
I would say it's the other way around, but sure.
Yes, Wendell looks like Donald Glover. A little bit. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Sarah.
I really love Donald Glover. Yes,
says 415. Camila Cabello writes all her own songs. She's super talented. Great she left that group.
Yes, Sarah. It's great.
It's fine. Good.
707 says, I'd have Earth, Wind, and Fire play. They'd be good.
Man, they're going to be there. That concert next week.
What concert?
Bottle Rock.
Oh, what night are they going to be there?
Friday.
That's next week?
That's when I'm going. It's next weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I am going to that.
I would want Queen to play my party.
I thought of Queen.
That's good.
By the way, if you haven't seen the trailer for the Queen movie, it's called Bohemian Rhapsody, I think, and Rami Malek from Mr. Robot. Thank you for covering for me. I just inhaled spit. We put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
Very, very frightening me. Galileo. Galileo. Galileo Figaro Magnifico.
Nobody
this was.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
One of the reasons the question needed clarification for bands like Queen, the Beastie Boys, who would play your party?
They'd be a good
one. What about
one?
The Beastie Boys?
That'd be a fun
one.
Party.
They're
yeah.
great. One of the things they do, they used to do, I've seen them live a couple times, is they do this thing where they all have instruments and they just put them down. And they do a circle and switch instruments.
I love that. That's so fun.
And they jam. They're really good. So it's not like, oh, no, they're going to suck now. They still are good.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And did they switch again? The
yeah.
Three of them?
A That's bunch
fun.
Of times.
That's cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
Multi-talented.
Right.
Well, they were. Rest in peace. Is it Ad Rock who died? Who died?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
One of them did, though.
Yeah, I believe it's him.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash?
The fate of Kurt Cobain's acoustic guitar.
It's been decided.
After these.
Oh, I can't wait.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.